Casey.
Hey, Jacob.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
What do a studying dancer who falls for a streetwise delinquent and a perplexed college graduate who is enchanted by a guy she meets in Tokyo have in common?
I don't know.
Well, let's find out, shall we? Because this week I watched Step Up.
And this week I watched Lost in Translation.
And now it's time to make the movie connection. And here we go. Welcome in, everybody. Hi there. My name is Jacob, and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection, which is a podcast where, you know, in an effort to broaden our individual movie horizons and to just stay connected in general, we decided to connect over that thing that we love most.
Movies!
And so every week we assign each other movies to watch, usually that we haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And we watch them, we sit down and we review them and discuss them, and then we try to decide, you know, is there any connection between these two different movies?
Right.
Any connective tissue whatsoever.
Anything.
And I am tentatively keeping an eye on our levels right now because we are having,
oh boy.
Oh my God, we're having technical issues.
For
oh my God.
Guys.
We're having as many technical issues as Channing Tatum has awkward moments. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that one.
Okay. All right. I see you.
Because it was his first movie, right?
It was.
It was like his breakout movie. And it does feel that way. No
yeah,
shade.
He was young.
No shade.
Yeah.
Heavy shade. Heavy duty shade.
Hey.
You, Zoe Kravitz stealing.
Bang.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you make me think of that? They're going to have hot babies.
Dude, if they have babies, they're
well,
unstoppable.
Let me put it this way. They'll have hot babies if they mostly take after Zoe. Channing Tatum's, yeah, cute in his own way, but those ears, man, those ears.
No. Hey, I don't see any flaws.
He's a good dude.
He's gorgeous. Yeah,
yeah.
He's cool.
He's magic.
He's Mike.
He is.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, finish that up, would you?
Please.
Be great. Oh my God, what if Zoe's in it?
That would be amazing.
That'd be pretty cool.
I just like hope the whole gang is here.
Oh yeah.
Know?
I mean they gotta be. I mean, nobody's got scheduling conflicts, right? Nobody's an Avenger.
Right, no.
Nobody's
no
like
Avengers.
Yeah, nobody's.
We've got a CSI
Disney
guy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, you know.
I feel like
it'll work around it.
And Joe
Pantoliano. No, just kidding. Well, I mean, he's gonna be the villain of Magic Mike 3. Joey Pants.
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you mean. My fave. The guy who.
Mangello?
Yeah, right. From the awesome scene.
Yeah.
Who has a documentary, which I wanted to see and thought I could, but now I fucking can't. I guess I can't. It just.
It's been what? 6 months?
Yeah.
A year?
Where is it? Where's my documentary? It's lame. What's it called again?
LeBert.
Nice. Still
remember.
Yep.
I check for it every once in a while.
Oh, really?
I'm like, I want to watch this. Yeah.
Well, regardless, we got Step Up in one corner and we got this prestigious. What a matchup, you know?
This is so typical of our movie taste, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, I like.
And we run into these episodes now and then.
Right.
It's like, I wonder who picked this one.
Enjoy B movies.
Yeah.
Like, this would be like a B movie.
And you like dance movies as a genre.
I love everything to do with dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
Footloose.
Yes.
All right. Magic Mike.
Oh, yeah.
One, maybe. Two, you know. What else? High School Musical?
I did love the first High School Musical.
Okay.
That came out. I even watched the super shitty dancing movies.
Right? Yeah,
like,
right,
Center
okay.
Stage.
Ah, mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're not good. I objectively can say they're terrible. I'd never suggest them to you.
Right.
But, yeah, I love love dancing. I wish I was a dancer. What can I say? But I'm so clumsy. I have two left feet.
Right.
It never was meant to be.
Never.
Never. But I get to live vicariously through with these actors.
Never.
For a short while.
Right.
And then, yeah, you love Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah. And like and as more things come to light, you know, he's kind of becoming one of those actors. Yep.
Is he an
asshole? Unfortunately. Yep. As do I. As do I. But so it goes sometimes.
Scarlett Johansson, though. Gotta love that.
See, now there we go. Scarlett Jo, she is a legit actor.
Oh, she's
now.
So beautiful.
Yeah, amazing.
So great of an actress too, yeah.
Well, enough gloating, but right, and then, I mean, this is indie movie, you know, that's what's more, like, says that, yeah, Jacob picked this one. It said it's an indie film, yeah, Bill Murray, kind of quirky in some of its ways.
Highly regarded.
Exactly, like, you know, yeah.
Like, it's something you like. I like indie films, too.
And this was, like, peak indie film.
Like, kind of the ones that brush under the radar and nobody really, like, Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Right.
So what is this movie even about? Things like that, you know, but I enjoyed this too.
Yeah. It's solid. Well, with that, we're not starting with that one.
No, we are not.
We are starting with Step Up. Step Up. Alrighty, in my own words, let me tell you about this movie, okay?
Let's hear it.
Tyler Gage, played by Channing Tatum, is a delinquent. Okay. I love calling him a delinquent.
I enjoy it too, actually.
Who, after a bit of petty vandalism, must put in community service at the art school that he vandalized.
Yeah.
It doesn't take long for Tyler to catch the attention of Nora, played by... Wait for it.
Jenna Dewan.
Yep, Jenna Dewan. Dewan? Dewan?
Dewan?
For Tyler to catch the attention of Nora, an aspiring dancer at the school. Nora has a boyfriend, but he's far more interested in his own music career to really care about Nora's dancing. Even when she loses her dance partner and must seek help from another student. Unfortunately, none of the other dance students are quite up to the task, but Tyler steps up and offers his own street-inspired dance moves. Things start off awkward, but through their combined talents, they choreograph a dance routine to blow even the stuck-up school director, played by Rachel Griffiths, will be impressed by. Along the way, Tyler and Nora will test the bounds of their own relationships, Tyler with his friends, and Nora with her mom and eventual ex-boyfriend. But though they have different lives and circumstances, through the expression of dance, the pair will learn to work together on the dance floor and in love. I even put like extra O's there.
Okay, good, good. I like it.
And in love.
Love.
So, a little bit of Dirty Dancing, little bit of... Cool as Ice, which was a movie starring Vanilla Ice. Starring, I say.
I've never seen it.
Don't.
I don't want to.
If you do, like, I watched it with, like,
a group.
A commentary track.
Oh, okay.
Like, making fun of it the whole time. So,
excellent.
So that helps.
That helps.
Helps big time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice was a thing.
Yeah.
Yikes. So, yeah, this was a movie.
This was a movie.
And the thing is, like, yeah, there is a subgenre called, like, dance movies,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Again, it's, like, its own thing. And let me tell you, regardless of how you feel about this movie, because I know you don't like dance as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's romance. Plus, it's, like, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
But out of the dance genre of movies, this is, like... top tier,
right
under Dirty Dancing.
Wow, it is up there.
Yeah.
Is it like, is it a soft remake of Dirty Dancing in any way? No, two different things.
No, but I definitely am gonna make you watch Dirty Dancing. So we
but similar in the way that, like, yeah, star-crossed lovers, different dance styles, right?
Yes.
Well, one doesn't dance at all.
Right.
Right? Or they? No, Footloose is the one with the town without dancing, right? Is that right? I don't know. Either. Fuck no.
Oh my god. But that one's a musical, so I might not make you do that.
Dirty Dancing is not a musical. Well, it's not music, a musical. Right. Yeah. It has musical numbers throughout.
And there's songs that you hear like Time of My Life and you're like, Dirty Dancing. But yeah. They're not like singing it's, it while
yes,
they dance.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's not Patrick Stewart. They do. I see. That's the thing. Dirty Dancing. She is a dancer though, right? Just not a dirty dancer. Right. Yeah. Got it. Anyway, so yeah, they are quite similar. There's a connection.
Between those two movies, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
Breakout role for Channing Tatum.
It's almost, but it's not quite dance movie. I think the sequels probably lean more into the dance movie thing,
sequels,
right?
It's so weird the turn they take, let me just tell you. Because there's this movie, right? And then they were like, this did great. We had hot Channing Tatum with this cool ass dancing. And they're like, we're just gonna like popularize this. And so they did Dirty Dancing. They did Step Up 2.
Yeah.
Which is
to the
Step
streets.
Up in the Streets. Uh-huh. Step Up 3, which was like Step Up Revolution.
Yeah.
Step Up 4, which was Step Up 3D or something.
Oh, dear God.
I mean, it's gone on. I don't know how many there are, and I think that I haven't watched 4.
Okay.
Because even I have my limits.
Wow.
Because after this movie, things take kind of a wild turn, and it starts to feel like Fast and Furious of dance movies.
Aha, yes.
So in the sequel, we have like a street dancer specifically, who goes to college and like finds her street dancing crew, and there's crews and
crews
dance off.
Because there were movies. Wasn't there another movie franchise like that?
Pitch
yeah.
Perfect?
No. Well, no, that, I mean, they're not dancing there, right?
No, they sing. But I was just thinking of, you know, some, like, battles.
You just got served. Isn't that it? Wasn't that what it was called?
So much that you just said that. Is there a movie called that?
Yeah, or You Got Served, I should say. That's what it was called. So. There were only two movies, though, but I think they wanted that to be a thing. So there are other dance movies out there, and I think there was from the 80s and 90s, like Electric Boogaloo.
Sure.
Yeah. This is a thing. You know, which it makes sense. I bet they do well internationally because you got to figure there's those movies that come out of India.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. The Bollywood movies that are always very dance heavy.
Oh, yeah.
They like their dance sequences.
Love that so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a dance fan. What can I say?
Yeah. So this is a genre you enjoy.
I definitely do.
So you would check out You Got Served.
Yeah, I think it's from 2004, and it looks
amazingly. Yeah,
like it's really boy heavy. I didn't see a single girl dancer, which would be kind of fun. I think
an interesting experience,
a different twist.
But right, Pitch Perfect does remind me of this, but with singing. Yeah.
Yeah, and same. Bring It On, which you're
Bring It On, right?
Right, because
yeah.
It's like the kind of competition esque films after this one. Like the one
very cliche. Mm-hmm. Like you're gonna a crew versus a crew. We get a little taste of that, like at the dance party or whatever it is.
Totally.
You get a little bit of that, but not much. That was mostly
that.
A Tatum scene.
I really love that Tatum was just like, or they had his character be like, "What is happening?" I was like, "This is good. It shows that he's like."
Because right, see, that's what I mean. It's still not quite a dance movie. Because normally you wouldn't even question it. It's like, "Oh yeah,
oh,
we're
yeah,
doing
we're
this."
Dancing.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I loved that.
Yeah.
That was really fun, and it felt like more true life. Because if these people go there every week and they sing the song and they know the dance moves, you know.
Yes.
I've been part of a world where like.
Oh God.
You know, like
dance
in
sequence.
Slide.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
know,
right. We've
like,
talked about this.
Yeah, you know moves to certain dances. At least I do.
It's like what you miss about the old days where it's like, oh, you know your dance. Like, oh, we're doing the fox chase or the whatever.
Foxtrot. Or the running man or the.
The thing. Oh yeah, well, I was going older than that, but yes.
Yeah. And even older than those, yeah, like the 1800s.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they had like 4 different kinds of waltzes that they would do. And,
exactly. Yeah.
Ugh, love it.
Bingo.
Love it. I love that. Because then nobody looks weird because everybody's doing the same thing.
Right, right. True.
There's like this unified thing that's happening. Everyone's a part of it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, but I do. I enjoy this genre, subgenre of movie a lot. I think it's really fun.
You do.
And Channing Tatum, it doesn't hurt that he's in this. He's awesome. Jenna Dewan.
Yeah.
She's a choreographer.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, does she? I think she choreographs to this day, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. She actually did both of the Magic Mike.
Crazy. So they still must be on good terms, I guess.
Well,
no,
they just separated like a couple years ago.
Roger.
So we'll see.
We'll see.
I think that they have to be on pretty good terms because they co-parents, you know, they have a child together.
So. Okay. They probably, hopefully, mature about it. I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
She seems cool. I liked her. She did really good.
Cool. And she's like in some stuff.
Yeah, not a lot. TV,
Like a lot of TV stuff.
Yeah, she not a ton.
She was in The Resident for a little while. She had her own show on Netflix, which was like a dance show.
Oh.
That's interesting. Soundtrack.
Okay. That's an interesting concept.
Just one season, and it's like about strangers meeting strangers. Like, it's actually very good.
That's how they do it at Netflix.
Weird. It's weird.
Two seasons and you're done.
Bye. yeah. So I don't know if she did any of the choreography for this.
I didn't check.
But she's like an excellent dancer. She danced like, I want to say that she was on Janet Jackson's dance, like backup dancers. Like she's been a backup dancer for a while too. For a lot of famous pop stars. So.
Cray.
She's cool.
Cray.
She's cool.
She
ready
cool?
to hop into the Q&A?
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do you think that Tyler's no-care attitude, or delinquent attitude, as you would say...
This delinquent.
Is a defense mechanism, or did they just straight up write a character flaw? Like, do you find him sympathetic at all?
I suppose to a degree, as much as you can sympathize with anybody in this movie. I mean, it's mostly... I don't know. See, again, like, it's almost a dance movie, but there's almost too much plot for it to be just a dance movie. So, is no care attitude... Yeah, that is his character flaw. Like that's how they rub off on each other, you know?
Yeah, because he, like, vandalized a school, which was pretty shitty.
Yeah, that was... And, like, yeah, that was straight up... That wasn't an accident.
No.
Or he didn't even be like, hey, guys, let's get out of here.
And I know he covered... his friends, which is good.
Yeah, noble.
I guess.
Very noble.
But he, like, doesn't even act sorry or pretend to be sorry.
That's true.
In front of, like, the staff or the teacher, you know?
Man. Okay, was it just me? Or was there some chemistry going on between him and that director? Janitor? Yeah. No, janitor was a guy, and he, like,
The janitor was actually the cinematographer.
That's right. Yeah.
Sorry.
But no, the... No, yeah, the... principal or the director, as she's called. Yeah, no, she wanted him. She wanted to jump Channing Tatum. She wanted to get him. I mean, that's the vibes I was getting. And honestly, like, it would have been good. It would have been good for the movie.
Story.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
It's like, you want to go to this school, mister? Anyway.
You're gonna have to work for it.
Yeah.
Yikes. That would have been a different movie.
Yeah, very different.
Much like his character Tyler, Channing had no formal dance training.
That's crazy to me. But he... Wait, but he said... I'm confused, but he did... Okay, I guess stripping isn't professional dancing?
Right.
Because didn't he... Yeah, he doesn't consider that professional dancing, I guess.
Dance training.
Yeah,
like,
all right.
Everybody had ballet training.
Yeah.
They, like, had gone through...
He's just a natural.
He's just, like, a boy that, like, knows how to work a stage and get naked.
Yeah, he knows how to work it. And this is a different style than Magic Mike. Thank God. Like, because, yeah.
Right. Although, specific. I mean, like, I'm like,
I mean,
this
is fun, but...
You do good street dancing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Good job.
It's true. Like, yeah, good for him. And that would be intimidating. Like, yeah, he didn't have any formal dance training. That's crazy.
And, like, I feel like he really holds up his own.
Yeah.
With all these professional dancers.
And it works for the character, because it's all about the swag. It's not about the moves.
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome. That was my question. How did he do? Yeah.
And he's come a long way. In his Magic Mike movies, he's amazing.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. Did you feel the chemistry? So you felt the chemistry between him and the art director.
Yeah, big time.
Did you feel that between him and Nora?
I mean, that was there to the point where it's like all these other relationships, all the other characters had to have relationships first.
I know.
Like, I know. It was weird. But yeah, it almost was secondary. Like, it really, there were a few plot devices used, that and then another thing, used kind of just to be there to evoke a feeling. It's like, to make it more dramatic when they end up together. But I mean, we all knew it was going to happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, they ended up getting married in real life after this.
Yeah. Makes sense.
They use dance as a form of escapism from real world shit.
Yeah.
What's your favorite way to escape?
Oh, probably read.
Yes, me too.
Or watch stuff. Sometimes that can be good. Yeah, mostly read, music. Yeah.
Yeah. I think reading is mine too. I do like dabble in photography, and sometimes I use that as a form of escapism, but I have to be in a certain mindset for that, you know?
Yeah. 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 Totes my goats.
Let's talk about Skinny.
What the fuck, Skinny?
First of all, I apologize because I said right. No more.
Don't worry, no kids dying.
Are gonna die.
And sure enough, the one kid in the movie.
The one
child. Well, there is Camille, I should say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll talk about that next.
But poor Skinny, like.
First of all, they mostly, well, I was pretty impressed with how they handled a lot of the the racial stuff or whatever, what have you, or you know, the fact that he's white and very much kind of being a certain kind of white boy, but not in an offensive way, thank God. Like, it was not in the Vanilla Ice way, which is offensive.
right. No, he's
very grounded. Like, it's like, no, they're like, we can't say, like, a white guy affecting a certain dialect does not inherently make him a racist, like, stereotype or a racist
definitely
thing.
Not.
Because there are those, you know, there's those dudes out there. Well, it more has to do with environment. Has
That's
to do with
say,
upbringing, stuff
that
like that.
If you like live in a place where everyone talks a certain way, you're going to like start talking that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just human nature. We all evolve to our surroundings. So
exactly.
If he's around these guys all the time.
Exactly.
He's gonna say the same things they're gonna say.
Right. And you see that like his friends, like not, you know, are inclusive and like they're clearly friends, like basically family, and like all this stuff. So it's not that, like, thank God. Like, it could have been that too.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually do a good job at avoiding it. It's, you know, it's never offensive or comical for the wrong reasons. They don't shy away from it either. Like, they acknowledge that he's a white boy,
right?
which you gotta. But anyway, back to Skinny, where I wasn't a big fan. There's a little bit of homophobia going on.
Yeah, I feel that as well.
But you know, again, like, could have been worse. Like,
right.
I think it was more, it just kind of came and went and was never meant to offend.
Right. This came out in 2007 or 8.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Pretty long time ago.
Right. And, not too bad. And fortunately, it's not done too bad. But they definitely love to hint at Skinny, like,
Maybe he's gay
mm-hmm. or
yes,
something.
Yes, I felt that too.
So, I liked him well enough. Sometimes he had the annoying moments, but that's what they needed.
Right.
That's what they made him out to be. And it's his fate in the end, I guess.
So sad.
Yeah, I don't think he deserved the death, that's for sure. Very unnecessary,
I didn't
really do anything for us.
Story-wise, I agree. Like, rewatching it this time, I'm like, no wonder I forgot this part, because it really adds. There's no huge character development for our main character.
It shows one other part of him, like. But are we really surprised? Like, yeah, he would be torn up about that.
Of course,
you know,
would.
Like,
that's
I think, yeah.
You know, and I guess we see character development.
Mostly for his friend.
His best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Which was
great.
And it's like, that's awesome, but also, like, he's a side character, like, essentially. So you're like. Okay.
And then they blow it off, because then it's like, well, he gets over that real quick to be at Channing's, whatever. Yeah.
Dance. The
recital, whatever.
Recital.
It's not a recital, but, you know, like,
the project show or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
No, totally.
So it just feels like, well, I mean, why did we even have, yeah.
Yeah, poor Skinny. Poor Skinny. He didn't deserve anyone
exactly.
They gave him.
Yeah, very rude.
It was really fun seeing Allison, her last name, Stoner, is her last name Stoner?
Oh, yeah, as Camille, yeah.
Yeah, the younger sister, which...
It took me a while. I was surprised at that. I was like, wait, I follow her on Instagram. What? I was like, oh, that's right. That's why I follow her on Instagram. She's from my Super Short Show.
Yeah, she is.
God,
adorable
I love that
kid.
Shit. It was a great show for what it was, for whatever it was.
Yeah, we really loved it.
They had one great episode that was for a not so good movie, but the episode on it was terrific.
Oh my God, it was awesome.
On the Three Musketeers, I think.
Three Musketeers.
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's fun to see her, like, as she's grown up. She's like, she does a lot of backup.
She still does stuff, and she still dances. Yes.
Yeah, she danced with Missy Elliott.
Yeah.
For a while, which is like brag of a lifetime.
Big deal. Like, and that's why she was such a natural. Like, that became clear. It's like, well, she's gonna dance at some point because we know that she's a good backup dancer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's prominently featured in the "All Right Now, Lose It" video with by Eminem.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't think they needed to kill Skinny because they showed, like, his other side of himself with his sister.
Yeah.
His foster siblings.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that they showed, like, they really showed the difference in the area that the two lived, too. Because we saw their, like, big,
good, beautiful
townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see his apartment, which looks so much like apartments that I've been to and been in. Like,
yeah.
In, you know, like... lower class neighborhoods.
Sure.
Where it's like everybody's got their junk piled on the patio and everybody's got their laundry hanging outside and all, you know, like it just felt really real.
Yeah.
To see him like in that environment in the backyard playing with his two foster kid siblings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Foster siblings, I loved it. Yeah. No, and yeah.
Yeah.
Very much. That story, I mean, we've seen that story 1,000 times. Not much I can say about that.
Right.
Two different sides of the tracks, right?
Yep.
Romeo and Juliet.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Beloved Camille. That's a huge-ass glass of orange juice she brings him.
Really big. Like, that's, like, diabetic big. yeah, it was cute seeing them, like, him taking her cereal. Like, that whole thing was really cute,
yeah,
too.
Peanut the good kind of... Crunch, like, see, I like moments like that where it's like, see, they get it. Yeah. Peanut butter crunch is the better.
It's
the superior Captain Crunch.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
It tears the fuck out of the roof of your mouth, though,
it's
bro.
It's worth it. But is it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's one of those things. Because even as a grown-up,
I haven't had it in forever. I should get some.
You know what I had recently was Reese's Puffs.
Okay, see, that's the problem. Reese's Puffs is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And it does.
They're softer. Does it?
But they are softer, but they do hurt. So,
okay. Yeah, they still get you.
Yeah, so it's like, I like it, but also...
yeah.
Also, I'm a grown-up, but I still like it.
I like me some sugar cereal.
Yeah.
Especially with some cartoons in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Puts you in the mood.
Awesome. Well, I think we touched on everything that I wanted to touch on.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Let's
with this
see.
Glorious early 2000s.
I would have loved to have gone to that art school.
Time capsule. Dude, how nice was that art school?
Yeah.
I love that most of the people there are on scholarships, too. That just shows that it's not just, like, a rich kid school.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, they dodged that. Yeah. Although we do get some privilege going on. Like, you see that?
There's definitely some privilege, especially with, like, the fucking boyfriend asshole.
Brett or something?
Yeah, whatever.
Seems like a Brett.
His name is. He's a douche. A real douche canoe. I'm like, what did you say?
Is it time for our favorite question?
I think it is.
Favorites!
All right. Favorite performance.
It goes to Jenna Dewan, actually.
Yeah,
like,
she's
I thought,
awesome.
You know, it's kind of an even split, I suppose. It felt like, yeah, they featured Channing a little bit more. But it feels a little more like her story, I suppose.
It totally
hers
is
the,
her story.
Hers is a more cliche story, though. Poor girl. Poor put-upon girl. Lost dad. Mom wasn't as supportive of the dancing. Oh, the mom, by the way, is from The Wire, which I'm a big fan of.
Oh, so I haven't seen
good
that
to
show,
see
but
her.
I want to see it really bad.
It's a lot.
That's what I've heard.
It's real. and real depressing.
The final dance, like, sequence.
Yeah, that made it all worth it. I was like, okay, that's cool.
I actually really enjoyed seeing it all put together. I'm like, this looks good.
Yeah.
Because it's not just, like, weird dancing. It's also some street dancing and some ballet.
Telling a story, sort of, ish. Yeah.
Anyways, honorary mention.
Alison Stoner is Camille, of course.
Yeah,
because she was great. And she had a fun scene.
She did.
Which is my favorite scene, actually. So
okay,
that brings us...
scene?
Yeah, when he's dancing with his sister and she kind of teaches him a little something or two. They have a fun moment. It's nice. And I think it follows Skinny's death. So a light moment.
It's a light moment. Favorite quote?
So I honestly just had to look back in the quote section on IMDb to dig it out because I was not paying enough attention to care enough to pick a quote from these people. Anyway, I'm fighting for something that's real for the first time in my life. I mean, it's as good as it gets.
It's as good as it gets.
Because what else are you going to get? Tights? Wait, what? That's my favorite quote. No.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Love the tights. Would you, I know the answer, would you rewatch and recommend?
I think no on both. I wish it was worth a rewatch. It's not dancey or ridiculous enough. It's, it does take a turn for the dramatic with a few things. Maybe the sequel. Maybe I'll actually like the sequels because they're stupid.
Are they stupid? So Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah.
I can't describe it any other way. So you might enjoy it.
Yeah. Oh my God. You think we're going to get a Lindsay Sterling? No, it's too late. And she's touring. We can't get a Lindsay Sterling movie.
That would be so good, though. Love her.
There is a movie with violence and dancing, though.
Yes.
Yeah. So no and no, I got to say.
Okay. And rate
the stars out of 5 stars. I'll have to go back into my letterbox and up it a little bit. So I'll give it 2 stars.
Good.
Just for both of the leads, I suppose, and the last dance sequence is kind of worth it. But honestly, the movie is just not that great. And there's better, more ridiculous movies out there to enjoy.
That's fair.
Dance-wise. Dance movie-wise.
Dance. Okay.
Oh, and I'll probably get to watch both of them next season. No, just one. Just one.
Just fine.
Awesome. Is that it? That's it.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. It is time to move on to...
Lost in Translation.
Tell me a little bit something about...
Lost in Translation. Bob Harris is an American movie star going through a lonely midlife crisis in Tokyo.
In Tokyo.
He's shooting a... whiskey ad.
For relaxing times.
So good. He's in an unhappy marriage where the monotony of everyday life has gotten to them.
Mm.
While he's in Tokyo, he meets a young newlywed woman named Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Charlotte is struggling to find herself.
Mm.
Both Bob and Charlotte connect on the fact that they feel lost and they are isolated together in Tokyo.
Tokyo. Don't forget, we're in Tokyo.
Yeah.
I mean, Tokyo is kind of character in and of itself.
It is. They do a lot of fun shit that seems so Tokyo-esque, like the karaoke bars. That is such a huge part of that culture.
Yeah. See, I know they do hit the, like, cultural touch points.
Yeah.
In the best ways and worst of ways sometimes. Like, we'll get more into it. It gets tricky sometimes to me. I'm sometimes straining to find... Is the point of view of this movie inherently a little racist or not racist, but insensitive or ignorant, maybe? Like, ignorant is fair enough because the two characters themselves are a little bit that.
Yeah. What's so weird, too, is this movie came out in 2003, but it really feels older than that to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's a 90s film for sure.
Yeah.
Which, if that was the case, I'd be like, oh, no, that's just how movies were. But I'm like, once we hit that 2000s, I'm like, are you inherently being racist?
Yeah, right.
Like, just being an ignorant American in another country, which, like, in itself is a thing that
that's
is
what
true.
I mean. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's that if coming from an honest place, I mean, that's fair enough. Like,
yeah.
And especially it kind of fits for these two characters where it's like, And it unfortunately, it's part of the racism where it's like, it plays into this idea of like, oh, I feel, you know, lost. I feel, you know, out of place. Well, because I am. I'm literally right. like displaced from a different culture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't speak the language, cultural differences. You know, culture shock is a thing. And oh, like, you know, like, definitely. Come on. 100%. But it's just weird to like use that so much as a catalyst where it's like, yeah, we like, you feel like you're on a different planet, right? It's so, they're so different from us. Like, okay, now you're getting like, see, right. That's where it gets dodgy. So I think to a certain extent, like, yeah, it's honest, but at the same time, yeah, just a little ignorant. I think ignorant is maybe not inherently racist, but just ignorant.
Yeah.
Like is kind of.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that was, kind of one of my questions. We can readdress that. But that's good. Place to start here with the Q&A. This is one of those. So, a lot of ways, this movie feels like an oil painting to me. Mm. It's one of those oil painting kind of movies where, you know, it evokes feelings in people. You tend to remember moments more. So what are the moments that kind of stand out to you that connected with you the most? And ultimately, what did it leave you feeling, you know?
Sure.
Because I think it does a good job at that. It evokes feelings.
Yeah, the moments that I think of, like, off the top of my head are going to be the moments where they're, like, the most lonely, right?
Yeah.
So he's at the bar by himself drinking, kind of isolated.
Yeah.
In the elevator.
Yay.
In the elevator.
And
you can just see he's very displaced there, right?
Yeah.
When she calls home or calls to a mystery person who we never find out who that person is.
Yeah. I think it's her sister.
And, you know, like, it's basically, like, pouring her heart out so to someone that loves her that will listen. Mm. And then the sister is not listening. And then she's like, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind, basically. Which is also like just showing you how lonely she's feeling and how much she wishes there was somebody that would listen to her. Because over and over we see too, her partner.
Yeah.
Doesn't listen to her at all.
Yeah, no.
And he really cuts her off and tells his own stories constantly.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. And yeah, I bet that's noticeable.
Like,
yeah.
I'm watching it from her lens.
Played by Giovanna Ribisi of Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Did a good job. Yeah.
Probably the karaoke scene hits me.
The one with Anna Faris?
No, but that one was... I just love that she'll put herself out there, man.
Yeah. She will go there.
She also went there in Just Friends.
Yes.
Not a great movie, but...
Not a great movie.
Worth mentioning.
I love Anna Faris, though. Yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah,
she's
great.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably the main ones that...
Oh, to clarify, though, you're talking... you mean the karaoke scene.
Singing karaoke with her, and she's in the pink wig.
Yeah, yeah.
She
did a good job. Like, Scarlett Jo does have a voice. She just doesn't like to show it off.
Yeah. She also sings in He's Just Not That Into You.
I have a saved video of her. I think it was around the Avengers time. I think she was visiting soldiers, and you can see her singing... These boots are made for walking.
That's adorable.
She nails it.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Yeah.
So, those are probably the main ones. I also think back to the scene where they're both, like, sleeping finally in bed.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, like, sexual, but it's definitely very intimate, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's also just, like, we've seen both of them have so many sleepless nights. They finally are able to fall asleep, right?
Yes, absolutely. Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
Those are the ones.
Good ones.
Ultimately, it left me feeling... also kind of lost.
Yeah. lost for a plot, lost for... No, yeah.
No, I mean, just, you know, like, it really brings out those feelings in you if you've ever had them or if you're going through a time where you kind of feel
it's
them,
one of those
too.
Human movies where it's like, oh, yeah, we've all been here. Yeah.
It's kind of nice to just, you know, sit in those feelings for a minute, too.
Because it's a very human thing. Like, it's not one of the... Like, it's a very human experience. It's not one of the more mythological things that we contend with sometimes.
Right.
It's definitely a human problem where it's like, I'm surrounded by people, but I feel so alone. It's like, yeah,
and
that's human.
I don't know what I want to do with myself.
Yeah, right.
Which is a feeling that
valid.
I feel all the time, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we watched Scarlett Johansson's character literally, like, she graduated from Yale and is literally
in
going
philosophy
through,
of all
right.
things.
and is literally going through that, what do I want to do though?
Yeah.
Crisis, which I think everybody's had at some point.
Especially college graduates.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems to be the role that kicked off Bill Murray's shamelessly Murray roles. Do you have a favorite Bill Murray performance?
Groundhog Day.
Ah.
Yeah.
Favorite Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day. Solid choice.
It's so good.
It is probably his most Oscar-worthy performance.
Yeah, it's so good. I love Andie McDowell, too.
Yeah, right.
And she's so good in that.
Solid movie.
I remember I really liked Scrooged, too.
Which oh, is like his version great. Of very off, over the top, but so good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's like a Christmas classic for me, and Groundhog Day is probably my favorite regular Bill Murray performance.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
Sweet.
What about you?
We'll be adding more to that. You've never seen Rushmore.
No.
That's on the list for next season, I'm sure.
Ooh, yay.
But, oh God, me favorite Bill Murray. I mean, yeah, you kind of stole it with Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the best one.
It's so good.
So
good that so many other people have tried.
Or, you know,
to
Garfield. Like, you know, no, just kidding. No, never Garfield. Come on.
I hate Mondays. I love lasagna.
He does really good in Rushmore, honestly. So yeah, you'll see. Yeah.
Cool. I can't
and
wait.
Then this one's pretty good too.
This one is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. But because he's basically playing Bill Murray here.
Right.
And it's like this movie wouldn't have been made without Bill Murray. Sofia Coppola, like, basically went on record saying as much.
Wow.
And he really came in at the last minute, too. So would have been a disappointment to a lot of people if he hadn't showed up.
Damn.
And you know the story about Bill Murray, right? Where it's like he doesn't have a typical agent, like...
I did know
you have
know
to get
that.
His number through special means.
Yeah, I did remember that. I actually, like, remember hearing a story about that with Zombieland.
Uh-huh.
Because he, like, cameos in the Zombieland movie.
Right.
And I remember them being like, well, we wrote it, and if he shows up, like...
All right.
But otherwise, we're just not going to include it. Like...
Yep. So he's got that mystique about him. And it's weird, it, like...
What a fascinating creature, though,
yeah.
Where he is.
Yeah. And he drops in at people's parties. Like, you know, there's all these weird things with him. But I don't know. Sometimes maybe he's being standoffish for a reason. Like, we
right.
try to make light of it. But, yeah, maybe he really does hate everybody. we don't know.
Yeah, he may have, like, social anxiety or...
People have said on set, you know, he can be a bit bristly. Yeah. So it's unfortunate. But, yeah. But if it gets roles like this out of him, like, he was really good here.
He was really good, yeah.
You've been in foreign countries.
Yes.
Mostly European, but, yes. You know, talk a bit about culture shock.
Yeah. So we've been to multiple countries now. We went to France, which, like, I love French things, so I felt like I, like, understood the culture a little bit.
Yeah.
Going into it. But still, everybody, it's a lot like New York, where everybody is, like, in a hurry to get everywhere.
Mm.
The women are gorgeous.
Yeah.
even just, like, going into the grocery store, they look really beautiful.
Yeah.
Germany, like, that was actually so much of a bigger culture shock than I thought it was gonna be.
Wow, yeah.
Because they're just so loud. And, you know, everybody is, like, real, like, pat you on the back, saying hello, like,
nice.
Friendly.
Yeah.
They're
right.
Very friendly, but they, like, are very loud, so it's almost a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Because I don't really understand the language very well.
Right.
and just, you know, there was, like, definitely a lot of drunkenness in Germany, too.
Yep.
Party
culture.
Amsterdam... was like everybody was just I didn't expect this, but they were the nicest people I've ever met in my whole life.
Yeah.
Everybody thought Josh was also Dutch, and so they would always stop and talk to him. They're so friendly, they will talk to everyone. And
yeah.
They ride bicycles. Like, there's two lanes for bicycles and one lane for cars. That's
nice.
how much people ride bicycles there. Yeah.
Portlanders would love it.
It's really alarming, though, because they, like, the pedestrians do not have the right of way there.
Mm.
Like, those bicyclists will hit you.
Yeah.
They will. And so that's, like, kind of a scary thing when you're walking down the street at night and you just hear them whiz by you, like, you're their little bell coming up.
Shit.
Yeah. Italy, like, the men, I love Italy, but the men there are just so, like, sexual. I don't know how to word that. They're very, like, kind of suggestive and a little bit, I would say, misogynistic as an American person.
Right.
But, like, in their culture, I think that's how men treat women.
Yeah.
Like, there's something to look at.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I didn't expect that kind of thing there either. I was just kind of shocked. I knew Italian men like to talk fast, but I didn't know that they were like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were my biggest
shocks.
But just
so you relate.
Anytime you're in a place where you don't really speak the language very well,
raises your awareness.
It does, and it puts you in this weird kind of isolated boat. I'm lucky because I got to travel with Josh, so I did have someone that I could talk to the whole time. But it, traveling by myself would have been really scary, probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody's speaking a different language, and some of them knew English, but obviously that's not on them to learn.
Yeah, right. No. Not at all.
Yeah, so.
Crazy.
Interesting, for sure.
Yeah. Gets it right. The movie.
Yeah, I feel that for sure.
Did you ever have a strange encounter like the one in here? Not romantic, obviously. That'd be, no. But yeah, any weird magical thing like that?
I'm trying to think through my life if I've met anybody in the way that they met each other and connected in that weird way.
Yeah.
I guess for me, it would be more like people that I've met at the Oregon Country Fair.
Okay.
Which is a festival that Josh and I go to every year. It's very much like a hippie festival. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And I have made friends that, like, I feel, like, very connected with while I'm there. And it's, like, a five-day event.
Yeah.
And then you don't exchange numbers. You don't, you know, and you just, like, leave your separate ways. And sometimes you see them again the next year. And sometimes you don't. But I remember many of them.
But they made an impression.
And they make an impression. Like, I've had many connections there that I wouldn't have, like, in a normal, like, at school or something, you know?
Yeah. Name one.
Name one?
Yeah, what was, like, a cool one?
Yeah, let me think. There was one girl that we met once named, I believe her name was Julie.
Okay.
And she was just so sweet and, like, affectionate.
Yeah.
Like, loved to give hugs.
Awesome.
Gave really good hugs, too.
Great.
Like, you know the difference?
It's rare.
Yeah. And we just really connected. We told each other, like, our life stories.
Perfect. Yeah.
Which is just so fun and random to share with a stranger.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Julie.
Oh, Julie.
Thanks for listening. And then, what do you think he said at the end? Like, there's been...
I've heard
so many things.
Yeah,
said.
This is kind of a
down to, like, the sound guy even broke it. Like, that guy should have shut up. Like, because there are sound guys, and he probably did hear everything. So he should have shut up.
It's such a pop culture phenomenon, too. Like, I've heard.
It's so, like, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
Like, in the end, I think that's the thing.
Yeah, I think he was just like, "I'm sorry, but I have to go," or something on those lines.
It's more in that I think it's a matter of, like, because nobody can, I think we all do feel the pressure to say something cool in moments like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But nobody says anything groundbreaking. It's more about your intention behind it and how you say it. Like, that's what you're going to remember more.
Right.
So it could have even, like you said, just could have been something simple, but it's like, it's the fact that he knew what she needed to hear in that moment.
Right.
I think that's what's more important is, like, yeah, it just shows that we're just like, I know what to say right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is probably the last time I'm going to see you.
Right. Exactly. I think if it's just like a last goodbye kind of situation. And I like that they, like, kept it private, actually.
Yeah.
Because in real life, you know, that's not something you would want people to hear.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Good.
So, all right. Now it's time for our favorite questions. Favorite performance?
That goes to Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, more so than Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, she was just, I just connected with her. I felt what she was feeling. Not in her marriage woes, but in her, like, I'm lost, I'm surrounded by people, I'm alone.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I feel that way. I think we all do.
Full show.
And
sometimes, even in life, like, you don't even have to be in Tokyo. Sometimes in your own community, you're like, I don't understand anybody anymore.
Right. And I feel like, too, like, you know, just the thought of finishing something really big, like she did with school.
Yeah, that's big.
And sometimes having that, like, unfulfilled feeling afterwards, right?
Yep.
Like, I've, like, made it my goal to get a promotion and then gotten the promotion and been like, well, why don't I feel ecstatic about this?
Yeah.
And what's next?
Yeah, right.
Because you always have to be chasing something, right?
Of course.
In our culture, that's, like, what it is. And so she's like, what should I be chasing next? What do I want to do? Like, so much that she's seeking out, like, self-help things, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Like the CD or whatever, book or whatever.
And ashamed of it, which is wrong.
Yeah. So she's my favorite performance.
Great.
Honorary goes to Bill Murray.
Yeah.
She's so great.
He's great.
Anna Faris is also awesome and so random.
Hello.
So random.
So good, though. Like,
she's so
gives that,
that
necessary
part.
Ingredient.
Yeah.
Like, kind of flirty, but also so stupid, so not threatening.
Also, just, like, really pulling, like, more of, like, the husband's character out.
Yeah.
Right? Because I just, like...
Man, when he was, like hesitating, so like, bad. Oh, you want to come? It's like, yeah, I want to come. Yeah, I'm your wife,
yeah,
bitch.
Like, I don't know. I'm just like, she literally came.
That would have been a whole thing. With, oh, you want to come? Well, okay. Well, first of all, you're not going.
For real. Like, for real. No.
But
totally
we can do this
awful.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think her husband is awful.
Wow. Dang.
I have strong
awful.
Feelings about him because I feel like a true partner would also see, like, oh, she's, like, not putting much in, like, word-wise.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yeah, right.
struggling. Like, who are her friends? Like, we don't even know if he knows her random Japanese friends that she made.
True
like,
enough,
you
yeah.
know? Like, I don't know. I just don't like the guy. What can I say?
I don't like the cut of his jib. Favorite scene?
My favorite scene is when he takes her to the hospital... And is, like, pushing her in the wheelchair in the room. And then he makes friends with an old Japanese person.
Yes.
Just that whole thing is just, like, so fun and lovely. Like, I really liked it.
And that was, like, genuine bonding. Like, that seemed like an
so
authentic
cute.
Bill Murray thing
totally,
going on.
Totally, totally.
Good one. Yeah, I really feel her when she's, talking to that sister. And the whole thing she says about, favorite quote.
My favorite quote is an exchange.
Perfect.
Charlotte says, I just don't know what I'm supposed to be. And Bob says, you'll figure that out. The more you know who you are and what you want, the less you let things upset you.
Yeah.
And
which is
that.
True.
It's
that's
true.
What you hear from all the old fogies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's actually kind of a relief. It's like, oh, well, I'm going to get to a point where I'm just comfortable enough with myself that I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven. Heaven. But I stopped because I thought that was going to be your favorite quote. Because I totally get her when she's just like, yeah, I went to this temple and like, I didn't feel anything.
No, that was
it's heartbreaking.
Surreal.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. I was like, I understand that.
Yeah.
I really do. I think anybody that has ever had any kind of like.
I get that with, religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Religious experience, anybody that's ever had any kind of like weird anxiety or depression, I feel like she's going
mm-hmm.
through her own
yes
thing
right
now,
true true
know?
Yes
and that really brought that out in me too, so I was like, yeah, I get it.
Totes. Some favorite. Okay, and then so now would you rewatch or recommend?
Yeah, I would rewatch and recommend
because it's a calming movie and kind of
Yeah.
Again, like an oil painting. It's like, oh, yeah, I like that. And it kind of gives me a taste of Tokyo.
Sure.
You know?
The pacing is good, too. You know, it's kind of...
Does go by.
Yeah. Nice and slow, like real life pacing.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't ever feel... Like, it didn't feel like a super long movie to me or anything, you know?
Yeah. And it doesn't hit you with too hard of dramatic moments or action or anything like that.
Right.
Gonna be overwhelmed. Yeah. And then out of 5 stars, how many stars do you give Lost in Translation?
I give it 4 stars.
Nice.
Yeah, really solid liked movie. It. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was fun to finally understand. It's one of those pop culture movies that I've heard so much about and never bothered to watch. So yeah, it was nice to be able to watch it.
Yeah, part of the Focus Features. They're a good distribution company. They put out good movies.
Yeah.
Awesome. So those are both of our movies. So now I think it's time to talk about the connections between the two. What do you got?
Okay. Both movies have female directors.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I even forgot about that one. Shoot. beat me to it.
Both female leads have egocentric partners.
Dang. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Both show characters in transition of figuring it out. Right? So,
yeah.
So we have, like, Channing Tatum's character who is sort of just letting life happen to him. And we have Charlotte, who's sort of also just letting life happen to her.
Totes.
And then both of them become self-aware of it during the movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, we see Tatum's, you know, kind of go full circle, and we don't quite see that for Charlotte, but I still think we see both of them on a journey.
Right. Nice. Both are about people from opposite sides of life, yeah, or the tracks who learn to love each other.
True.
Both are well shot. Yeah. Like, Step Up is almost too well shot for what it is. It's kind of like Cool as Ice in that way, because Cool as Ice was filmed by the same guy behind Schindler's List.
Oh, shit.
And, what was it? Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, my God.
That's what's crazy. It's like, wait. Steven Spielberg looked at your track record and was like, Cool as Ice. Oh, fuck yeah. I love that movie. Anyway, both are slightly insensitive about cultures that aren't white or heterosexual.
Okay.
Slightly. Like, I feel like Step Up does a lot better of a job. Like, yeah, it's actually more inclusive race-wise.
So.
But, you know, again, like we were talking about, Lost in Translation kind of rides this line.
Yeah.
Both leading women are in a relationship but drawn to another man, similar to what you said. Bob and Tyler have their own way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's what I got.
Awesome. Those are some
a little bit looser, but, you know, it's still there. It's still there.
We still did it.
Did it. And now it's time for our recommendations. What do you got?
I'm recommending a movie on Netflix called The Adam Project.
Ah.
It just dropped recently. It's got Ryan Reynolds, Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Garner, which we all remember from my 13 Going on 30 episode.
Of course.
This is the first time we've acted together since 13 Going on 30, so I was really excited.
No, it's going to be good.
It's great. I don't want to give away any of the plot because it's weird, but there's time travel.
Okay.
And Ryan Reynolds does, like, a very good job playing this character who's a little, he's snarky, but he's definitely a little bit more serious than we usually see.
Wow.
From him. So I really enjoyed it. We watched it the other night. It was so fun. Great movie.
Perfect. All right. I'm recommending a podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Kids of the Past. You can't find it on some listening platforms. I don't know. Just give it a try. Look for it. Kids of the Past, hosted by Stephanie Nissen and Alex Type. Both are really great, nostalgia-heavy stuff, you know, covers most of the time periods that we do.
Yeah.
I think they're on a bit of a hiatus at this point, but they still have a good, like, 30-plus episodes, I think, available. So, I mean, they cover Jumanji, Hook, Luck of the Irish, a lot of DCOMs.
Oh my God,
so.
I love it so much. And what's it called again?
Kids of the Past. Kids of the Past.
Of the past.
And so those are recommendations. So, you know, if you have any recommendations of your own that you want to let us know about, you can send those our way via email.
The Movie Connection Podcast at gmail.com. Nope, sorry. Fuck. MovieConnectionPodcast @gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Instagram
at The Movie Connection.
Or follow us individually. Me @JacobBeanWatson.
And me @KC Schwartz.
We've got Facebook. I mean, you can give us a rate or review on Apple Podcasts. That would be most appreciated. I post reviews on Letterboxd all of the time. So check me out on that. And now I think we've come to the moment we've all been waiting for. The moment where we assign each other the movies to watch for next week.
Hell yeah. What do you got for me?
So I'm going to have you watch... Finally, like, we have one Quentin Tarantino movie that I don't think I made you watch. And you watched more of his later stuff, but this is called Death Proof.
Death Proof. Interesting.
Death Proof, starring Kurt Russell and a whole bunch of badass women. So, enjoy.
This is going to be a fun week. I am assigning you.
Yes.
Isn't it romantic?
Isn't it? I've never heard of this, I don't think. Isn't it romantic?
It's got Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Okay,
Adam
I know her.
Devine.
Oh, I know him.
You don't like him? Mm-hmm. I love him.
Maybe.
I'm a fan.
Maybe.
Oh, and it's got Nick Jonas's wife.
Great.
Diana Shankara.
Okay. I don't know if I know her.
She's very cool. You'll probably recognize her when you
Isn't it romantic? All right. I don't know if I've even heard of this.
It's
basically
a rom-com that makes fun of rom-coms. It's very self-aware. Ah. So I think you might enjoy it for that reason, but you also could hate it for that reason. So it'll be very funny.
I do love Rebel Wilson, so that's
She's
probably
so awesome.
The saving grace here.
Oh, it also has Liam Hemsworth in it.
Oh, nice. Liam Hemsworth. Okay, not as talented one, but that's fine. Not Thor.
The second Hemsworth.
Death Proof and Isn't It Romantic? Isn't it romantic, Death Proof? Death Proof isn't romantic. Interesting.
Interesting
combo. I think we can find some connections here, though.
Let's see.
Let's do this. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Be safe. And, tune in next week.
Bye.
Hopefully technical issues are figured out. So sorry. All right. Get out of here. Bye-bye.